Hi, everyone. My name is Rashi Rai. I work at Merck & Company. I actually double majored in computer science and mathematics when I graduated. I also minored in psychology because I was a glutton for punishment. I came back to Rutgers to get my MBA, which I graduated from part-time in 2000. I think somewhere around 2000. I've held various roles at Merck. I started there when I graduated college in 1996, got recruited right from Career Services here. And I started there in the corporate IT organization, and I've stayed in the corporate IT organization. Let me give you a little bit of background about how the Merck IT organization works. So, unlike Bloomberg, where they have their main product is a software product, and that's what they, need to, that basically brings in all the revenue of the company. If you guys don't know, Merck & Company is actually a pharmaceutical company. So our main revenue stream is our drugs. And the biggest profit center, or the biggest place and where we concentrate is R&D, and making sure that we are able to find the compounds and basically bring drugs to market that are pretty much, hopefully very, very healthy for everyone and helps to maintain people's lives for a very long time. The main thing that, so the IT organization, unlike Bloomberg, is not really focused on external clients as much as focused on the internal Merck client. Internal clients means the R&D organization, the manufacturing organization, the actual field or the sales organizations, and where I work is the corporate IT or the corporate organization. And the corporate functions at Merck are the HR pieces, the finance pieces, public legal affairs, public affairs legal, as well as finance and global and procurement, which is what we use to buy in, buy things from other companies in order to keep product running and such. So my clients are all internal, and my focus is to pretty much deliver products back to my clients that will help them do their jobs quicker, easier, faster, and pretty much make them strategic and be able to focus on delivering what they need to deliver. So for instance, I worked in the HR organization for a while. My customers are, or HR's customers are, the employees at Merck & Company, and making sure that they are able to do their performance reviews and to be able to do all of their HR type work. Managers are able to manage people well, go through compensation cycles, go through their EDPs, which are the employee development cycles, the training cycles, and everything runs within the company at the lowest expense cost to the company. Okay, and so what I started at was as a JCL COBOL developer, mainframe developer, in 1996, and quickly moved on to client-server development, which I don't think anybody here will remember something called Power Builder. It was a 4GL language. Thank you. And then from there, quickly moved on to do Java development, development, as well as database backend development. And that was about 3 years of my life of programming. And it's very similar to what Gary described in respect of anticipating client needs, working on systems, and then delivering that back to the clients to meet their expectations. From there, I quickly moved on to doing a role called business analyst work. And a business analyst is really someone whose main focus is on understanding what the clients want. So they're not really anymore working on necessarily designing and developing code, but they're really focused on working with the clients and speccing out exactly what they want. Within the company, we have something called a systems lifecycle. If anyone's in software engineering, you've probably heard systems development lifecycle as a term. And so that's the whole planning, requirement specification, design specification, construction, testing, and then implementation. And it can take either a waterfall approach or it could take an iterative approach, depending on what method you use. So my main focus was to work on that beginning portion, that planning / requirements function, and make sure I got the client's needs and wants down to at least an 80% level, so when we finally delivered, we delivered exactly what they were looking for. After that, I moved on to more of a project management role. And in a project management role, your focus kind of moves away from business analyst work. It moves into making sure that you deliver that deliverable within the time you mentioned and the budget you mentioned. And that's very important for internal clients because, again, we're kind of an expense to the company, and we need to keep that down. We need to keep that cost of development down to a level where we can quickly deliver in that budget and deliver a quality product. We may not have another chance to go back and revise and do something for the client. From there, I've moved on to what my current role is, and it's an account manager. And an account manager in my day-to-day life now is client relationship management. I have teams of people who are responsible for developing projects, developing systems, and I also have people who are responsible for requirements analysis and getting those requirements. But my main focus now is to work on relationship management with my clients, to understand what I can do for them from an overall perspective to make their, you know, jobs better in the future. Are they currently doing something manual, like downloading all this Excel stuff into Excel and then manipulating it and then putting it somewhere else where we really could put a system and get them out of, you know, a month or 2 months or 10 months worth of work, which could then free them up to do what they really need to be doing, which is being strategic for the company. So my day-to-day job now is really to keep in touch with clients, work with them on a, you know, call them as needed, meet with them regularly so they know who to contact. I'm their first point of contact into the IT organization. My clients are finance and procurement specifically, as well as handle any issues that might be coming up. So if any system is currently not performing to where they need it, they call me. And I work with the back end or the technical folks, the delivery folks on our company to figure out what's going on and fix that. To, you know, again, similar to what Nick said, right, Nick? Anybody can be a Merck employee, especially in CS. The one thing I would tell you, things that would help you, understand software engineering and software development cycles. That's very important. Understand database and understand concepts. That's really, really important within, I think, for everyone. Because if, you know, within, and understand what you're really looking for from a company. Companies are looking for people who are going to stay around. We don't like turnover, contrary to belief. You know, we do like a little bit of movement within the company, but what a company like Merck is looking for is someone who's looking to focus on really helping to deliver strategic initiatives that will help to lower expenses, or we're not, IT is not the focus of Merck. You know, creating R&D is the focus of Merck. So just realize that, and if you do want more information, you can always go on the Merck website. There's www.merck.com/careers, and that has a lot more information regarding how to apply at the company. Okay? Hopefully I gave you a good breath.